Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome to our first podcast of 2021. In an effort to focus on racial healing and address present-day inequities linked to the beliefs that fuel racism in our country, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation led Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation, otherwise known as TRHT, which is an enterprise that seeks to engage communities, organizations, and individuals from multiple sectors to work to achieve racial healing and equity in our communities. Joining me to talk more about the TRHT enterprise is Connie Dechen, TRHT volunteer. Connie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's my pleasure to be here.
Could you give our listeners just a more in-depth understanding of what Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation is?
Yes. Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation, also known as TRHT, is a comprehensive national and community-based process to plan for and bring about transformational and sustainable change and to address the historic and contemporary effects of racism. There are different TRHT projects around the United States. And in Michigan, we have four communities that have gone together to get the Kellogg Foundation grant for us to do this work. And Lansing is one of those communities, along with Flint, Battle Creek, and Kalamazoo. So we are doing the work of TRHT in our local community based on the needs of our community and using the framework provided by the Kellogg Foundation and the funding, the all-important funding provided by the Kellogg Foundation also.
Well, how did the process get started, or how was it created?
Well, in 2016, the Kellogg Foundation spent the year in a design phase for TRHT. They partnered with 176 leaders and scholars.
Wow.
Yeah, in order to do the research to come up with the framework and the related recommendations. And they wrote an implementation guidebook to inform the community-led TRHT processes. They spent that year doing the research. And then in 2017, Kellogg committed approximately $24 million in 14 collaborations in communities across the U.S., to implement a TRHT process using that framework. So each place received a grant through a coordinating organization for implementing their TRHT and to a growth fund to sustain the work for the long term. The growth fund is also a place where additional funding is actively being raised and matched by other national, regional, and local funders. So the investments in each TRHT place range from approximately $1.5 to $4 million.
Wow.
And implementation can be from 2 to 5 years. So in Lansing, One Love Global is the local organization that coordinates the TRHT program. One Love Global does other good works also besides TRHT. They have some, in particular, some projects geared towards youth. But anyway, One Love Global is the local organization. And our project was funded for 5 years, the Lansing project was.
And so you talked about the five-year plan for this. What is the ultimate goal at the end of those 5 years then?
Yeah, The ultimate goal is to jettison a word which I had not used really in my own vocabulary, but it is part of the THT lingo. So it's a great word.
It is a great word.
It's a great word. The goal is to jettison the belief in a hierarchy of human value. This absurd idea that people with certain skin color or certain attributes, certain physical attributes, this absurd idea, which has fueled racism and conscious and unconscious bias throughout American history, is the perception of inferiority or superiority based on race, physical characteristics, or place of origin. It's when we value one person more than another based on skin color or other physical characteristics, and let those values affect the decisions we make each day in areas like policymaking. So the goal is to get rid of that belief in America.
And you talked quite a bit about THT and kind of the long term of it as well. What made you decide to become a THT volunteer?
Well, I grew up in the overtly racist Jim Crow South. And painful memories of things like seeing sharecroppers in the cotton fields with their hut right there in the field in Mississippi and Alabama, and contrasting their poverty and living conditions with my middle class life. You know, those sorts of painful memories have needled me throughout my life. They have made me uncomfortable. So soon after I retired from teaching in the public schools, THT started in the Lansing area. And the call went out to all people, anyone who wanted to show up and be part of THT was invited to do so. So I was drawn to the way that THT works, the inclusivity, the opportunity to learn in a non-judgmental atmosphere. And I had the opportunity to test that non-judgmental part of it. At the first meeting, I opened my mouth and stuck my foot right in it publicly at the very first meeting of THT. I really showed my ignorance about my own white privilege and about what life is like for people of color. And everybody was very accepting, regardless of that. Now, by the silence that followed my statement, I could tell that I had messed up, but nobody jumped on me or shamed me. Later, I had the opportunity to talk about it with an African-American man who I had come to know through THT. And that helped me to sort of understand how my comment had affected people in the room and why there was silence after my comment. So I have since participated in THT racial healing circles, where we have the opportunity to share and learn from each other in a structured environment where everybody is safe. So for me, THT really has proven itself to be a nurturing, learning community where I have the opportunity to choose my own level of involvement.
So you as a volunteer, it sounds like you're growing as well by taking part in the program.
You bet. You know, and that's probably when I showed up at the meeting, I thought, well, you know, maybe I can do something to help make the world a better place, you know, mm-hmm. by being part of this. And yeah, I mean, maybe so, but definitely it has been a wonderful growth experience for me to be exposed, to have the opportunity to get to know people that I have not had access to in the past. Some of us met for breakfast on sort of a regular basis for a while. We figured we really needed to know each other.
Get to know each other, yeah.
Get to know each other. And, you know, it was a diverse group of, diverse in terms of race anyway, diverse mm-hmm. in terms of race. And so yeah, we did. Those were very meaningful, those breakfasts to me.
And now on January 23rd, there's going to be a virtual community book discussion on Where Do We Go From Here, Chaos or Community, by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And a title that was published in 1967, but from the title of it, it could easily be published in 2021 as well, too. It seems so fitting for current day as well, too. Could you tell us a little bit more about this event?
Well, sure. So this event is going to be on January 23rd. From 10 to 11:30 a.m., it's going to be on Zoom in a very TRHT manner. All are welcome. So everyone in the Metro Lansing area is being invited to read this book and then to participate in the virtual brunch, is what we're calling it, on that day, to reflect on Dr. King's writing in light of the moment we are in. That event comes on the Saturday after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. On Tuesday of that week, there is an event during the day that TRHT is putting on for the National Day of Racial Healing. Also, all are invited to that. So this book read is part of that week of commemoration, thinking about where we are and where we need to go from here. So after this tumultuous year, we're inviting people to revisit the dream and the dreamer, to reflect on how far we've come and where we need to go from here. The way to register for that is to go to the TRHT Facebook page. There are registration instructions there, as well as the Zoom meeting ID, et cetera.
Sure. And we'll also, I'll mention this again at the end of the podcast, but we will, there's a link to the community book discussion as well, with a description and to register for the link too. And Connie, we always like to end with a library type question. And so finally, could you give our listeners a recommendation of a title that you're reading, watching, or listening to?
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed, I just finished it and really enjoyed The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson. She writes about the great American migration of African Americans out of the Deep South to the West and the North, and then what happened in their lives. My book club chose it, and it's this big old thick book, and and it's nonfiction, and I thought, are you kidding me? But she does a great job. She focuses on three different people. And so this is just the stories of their lives and what it was like for them in three different decades, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s.
Sure.
And they went to different places, these three people, and had different kinds of experiences. And there's male, there are a couple of men and one woman that she focuses on. So she did a wonderful job.
That's great. And, you know, those are the ones that are sometimes the most enjoyable because it's not a book that you would have normally picked up.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones that sometimes give the most surprise and the most pleasure as well, too. Well, Connie, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing information about truth, racial healing, and transformation and the work that you do and the story that you shared. So thank you again so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And we have, as I said, we've included a link to the community book discussion in the description, along with a link for you to register for it as well. And as always, thank you so much for listening to CattleCast.
Check out and enjoy books, movies, music, and more from your Capital Area District libraries. Reserve items and schedule contactless pickup online or by calling your local branch. Cattle also has a large collection of digital titles that can be downloaded or streamed for free with a library card. For more information about the current services being offered by Capital Area District libraries, visit cattle.org. That's CADL.org.